Live, we're launching into hour three of the show. You can dial toll-free, bring up whatever you want, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Continuing with your phone calls about whatever you want, David has been waiting patiently through the news. David, back on Free Talk Live. Now, David, you're saying you're in law school right now, and you'd ask professors, you've been asking your professors a question about the way things used to be, where, from what you understand, and it's our understanding as well, that back in the good old days, people had to actually file charges in order for charges to be brought.
And that's what we have. I actually think, personally, that we have a beautiful system. I think there were certain intellectuals, Thomas Jefferson, one of them, who had the vision of a body that stood ready to act when the citizens asked it to act. And did nothing else. It never took initiative of its own. And when I came to somebody and said, hey, my neighbor down the street, he just walked into my garage and stole my lawnmower. I'd like to file charges against him.
Mm-hmm.
The constable would go out. The law enforcement officer would go out. He would take an affidavit. He would take a deposition and say, what's your side of the story? This person here is claiming you stole it. He said, oh, no, he let me borrow it. Now, let's take it a little farther. Let's take it to one step farther where it's not two neighbors having a dispute. But in that case, if the prosecutor has a wild hair up his ass, excuse my language, and says, hey, I want to go after this guy. They file charges for theft and make that person's life a living hell. They file charges on a person in Williamson County in Texas for having a marijuana seed in their car.
Mm-hmm.
That person's life is over.
Absolutely.
They lose student loans. They lose bank credit. They lose everything because they violated a mala prohibitum law, which is not a crime in and of itself,
right?
Because you say so.
There is no victim. There's no complaining party. There's
exactly.
Nobody who's been damaged.
Driving 80 miles an hour down the road, I might be committing negligence. And if I harm somebody, we have courts of equity in which that person can come up and say, "You owe me a duty of care. You violated. You breached that duty. Pay me some money." And the court will say, "Yeah, you owe him $150,000."
What is it that?
Why?
And say you've been asking your law professors this question. What is it
they tell me not to listen? Oh. Don't pay attention to that. I ask them, what's the difference between a law enforcement officer, a police officer, and a peace officer? And they go, it doesn't matter. You don't need to know. That's inconsequential.
That's interesting.
So actually,
I think that's very interesting that they're essentially trying to keep that information away from the law students of today. Here's another question for you. Have they ever even mentioned jury nullification to you?
We've talked about it in the very beginning of our criminal law class. I'm first year, so I'm at the basics. So basically... Mm-hmm. Very beginning, they talked about how that can happen. They talked about how there are certain instances in which basically also the judge can say, I don't think the jury came to a logical conclusion. And I questioned that right away, and I was like, wait a minute. And they were so you can get a summary judgment against somebody, which is basically saying, hey, even if all the facts are true, there's no logical, reasonable jury that could ever agree with the defendant. They're guilty. Or I'm going to throw this out on the summary judgment. So what happens, for example, many times in a lot of courts, from what I've gathered, is that the prosecutor comes forward and says, I'm going to prosecute. And if the person is at all indigent, if the person is not represented by anybody who knows what they're doing, that person is just driven through the system with mala prohibitum. Hey, you had a marijuana seed in your car. Well, maybe it's stuck to my foot. It's not mine. Well, possession is 9/10 of the law. You're in trouble. You're going to prison. And I'm not trying to harp on the marijuana issue because I don't think that's necessarily the major issue, but it's everything.
It is a major issue. I mean, over 800,000 people last year were arrested for marijuana possession alone.
I don't mean it like that. What I mean is I don't mean it in terms of judicially. What I mean is that I think most people in this country are coming around to the logic that marijuana probably should be like alcohol. We can regulate it a little bit.
I hope you're right about that. I know that there was an article in Time Magazine, I think this past week, where they're advocating for marijuana legalization. So I think that certainly the gears are slowly moving in that direction.
I think it's more important things like speeding.
Yeah.
Okay, if I'm driving 80 miles an hour down the highway and a cop sits there and hits me with his laser gun, whom am I harming?
Yeah, and how many speeding tickets were given out last year? I mean, we know how many people were arrested for marijuana, but how many speeding tickets did they hand out?
I read somewhere that they say it's $100,000 a day around the country, and it costs the average consumer somewhere around $800 to $700 with when you factor in insurance costs and all that.
Yeah, it's just nuts.
Can you imagine what that – I mean,
Can I speculate here for a moment? I'd like to speculate and get your thoughts as a law student who's been essentially dissuaded by his professors. Oh, you don't want to be asking questions about what the way things used to be. I'd just like to speculate as to why that change was made. Why did it go from a system where somebody had to actually bring charges in order for the system to move against someone else to a system where the system just brings charges? The state of fill in the blank brings charges against people for, as you're pointing out, all of these so-called crimes, these basically consensual crimes where there are no victims. I think that one of the reasons why that things went in that direction is, well, first of all, money. The state really cashes in on speeding tickets and marijuana for possession and, you know, people that are walking down the street with a beer in their hand, that kind of stuff. That's big bucks for the state. And also, it's money for the lawyers as well. And of course, it's the lawyers that tend to run for political office. So the lawyers run for political office. They write the code and they create new crimes.
I think that's what it is.
They create new crimes and then then more people break more laws that they didn't even know existed, and so that gives the lawyers more people to defend and more work.
And when we study, they're always telling us, and that's what one of my professors said when I asked him about the damaged party. And he said the common law is bench law. It's made up by judges. It's judges' decisions. But the new codified, they call it, the new codified system has been given to us through the American Law Institute and the American Bar Association, which I don't know whether it's true or not, but there are some people out there that claim that the American Bar Association is called the something royale.
The British Accredited Registry or something?
Now, I've spoken to attorneys who tell me they think I don't know what I'm talking about. I've spoken to people who say, no, it's for a fact. I don't know. That's part of the reason I wanted to go to law school, because I want to see for myself.
So you're saying there's debate within the law community as to what the bar stands for?
No. The law community doesn't have any clue. Like the mainstream law community, when you bring it up to a mainstream lawyer, they look at you and wrinkle their nose and go, what are you talking about? The way I look at it is that they never tell us that these codified rules, the Model Penal Code, for example, or the Uniform Commercial Code, are law. They tell us specifically they are not law, but they're recommendations. But then you hear that 47 states out of the union have accepted, in this instance, say in murder, everybody accepts basically the Model Penal Code's system, which is a deviation from the common law. Now, in many instances, actually, the common law was harsher in the sense of they dealt out sort of Old Testament-type punishments.
Yeah.
There were certain things under the common law which you would be executed for that you're not executed for now.
Adultery.
But I think part of that is the money system of the prisons. They don't want you dead. They want you sitting in a prison and rotting and collecting $10,000 a month for every prisoner who's sitting there.
Well, David, I want to thank you for the insight tonight into the world of what it's like to be training as a lawyer. And as you know, as you continue to experience this law situation and as you learn more, I'd love to hear back from you as you continue this adventure in legal land, so to speak. And I thank you for the call tonight. 1-800-259-9231. Don't ask those questions, student. We don't talk about the way things used to be around here. If we went back to the way things used to be in this country, we would be all out of jobs. No, you'd have to hire a lawyer to go after someone. You'd have to bring charges. Where would we get all of our money from? Where would all the laws go that we are here making ourselves so wealthy off of?
I'm so glad they brought a British guy into the law school in Texas there to teach that guy.
Yeah, well, British Accredited Registry, right, is what they claim. And I think that's also interesting that the lawyers who are members of the Bar Association don't even know what it stands for. We're members of the bar. What's it mean? Oh. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And legal land is such a confusing world, which is, again,
it's
one
meant
of the,
to be.
Right, that's one of the reasons why the lawyers have so much work, is because you try looking at that stuff. You try looking at the legalese that these politicians write down. And again, the politicians are lawyers for the most part, except for like Ron Paul.
Very few of them are not lawyers.
Right. So they write these laws in a language that we can't understand because we don't have training in how to read legalese.
And they write so many of them, you couldn't read them if you could understand
them. They don't even read them, as we pointed out earlier. And so, but we're expected to abide by them? I mean, who could look at that and not say this is madness? 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. This is the Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
You're listening to the Midas Resources Minute.
This is Bob Chapman again at the International Forecaster. The average country has 64.5% of their foreign exchange reserves in dollar-denominated assets. That means the entire world is in serious trouble. The social, political, economic, and financial situation, the dislocation, will be enormous. It will be like the plague. Everyone will be affected.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In addition, a trade war is brewing. The British pound is being deliberately devalued. Francis Sarkozy is aiding the French vehicle industry as the U.S. government is. Germany has a stimulus plan, as does Washington. The Chinese have a $568 billion surplus plan for stimulus and are letting the yuan fall. And China and Russia and Mexico are erecting trade barriers. We have trouble ahead.
For a free copy of the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Gardeners, you have the seeds. Now let us help you create the ultimate garden. And whether or not you've got good soil, we've got just the solution. AgGrand Liquid Organic Fertilizer at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Restore life to your soil or apply directly to the crop. Visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Fuller feeding with our 4-3-3 or sulfate of potash with kelp is 20 times more efficient than applying amendments to the soil. Menhaden fish, blood meal, potash, and North Atlantic kelp are combined with 10 micronutrients, as well as vitamins and amino acids for max results. You have the seeds. Now you need the fertilizer. Call 1-800-579-0580. That's 1-800-579-0580. Or visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Enhance and protect your garden now with natural organic fertilizer. Low cost and increases hay yields too. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com. For sale in Canada too.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free. So enjoy those, including the updates. You get signed up, we keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Head over to updates.freetalklive.com and get on the list totally free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
The main sponsor of the show is SACL CAI. Oh, excuse me. The principal over there, Jason Osborne, is a huge advocate of liberty, and I would encourage you that if you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, to try SACL CAI. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. You can find out more by going to freetalklive.com, and they are the top banner on the right-hand side. It's SACL, C-A-I.
As we go to your phone calls about whatever you want, Rich is on the line in North Carolina. Rich, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, listen, I called to address the issue about police having no obligation to protect you.
Yes, sir.
And but first, I want to piggyback on that law student, what that law student was saying. I had an interesting experience when I was in Missoula, Montana. I was dining with a fellow freedom fighter, and he was chatting up the waitress, and it turns out she was a law student there at the University of Montana. And as soon as she identified herself as such, he started quizzing her on the Constitution. He said, what's the Fifth Amendment? Oh, I don't know. What's the Seventh Amendment? Oh, I don't know. What's the Third Amendment? She said, we're not studying the Constitution. We're studying law.
Right. I did the same thing, by the way, with an FBI agent, a girl that had just graduated from whatever FBI school there is. She couldn't do it either.
Right. So now on to police having no obligation to protect you. This is something that you brought up in an earlier segment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it brought to mind a case where a woman called the police to inform them that her estranged husband had called her and said that he was on his way over to her house to kill her.
And, that's scary.
Yeah, and I'm not sure what the details were. I don't know why she didn't flee. Apparently, she somehow thought that the police would be there before her husband got there.
Tragic mistake.
Right. However, 45 minutes later, the police finally got there, only to find her cadaver.
Oh.
Her family sued the police department because of their failure to respond quicker. And guess what? Just as you said, the court ruled that, no, sorry, the police have no obligation to defend you. Now, I was trying to find that case so that I would have more details in my head before calling you,
mm-hmm.
and I simply did a search for police have no obligation to protect you, and I came up with 20 million, or just shy of 20 million matching results. And there's just a whole...
Yeah, but did you put quotes around it?
No.
Okay, well then in that case, it's going to find every page on the internet with all of those words somewhere on the page. If you put it in quotes, then it'll be a little bit more accurate to what you're
all
looking
right.
for.
All right, but the point is there are lots and lots and lots of examples and stories,
yes.
and cases,
no
all
doubt.
Saying the same thing. And it's something to think about when the next time you hear somebody tell you that you shouldn't have a gun to protect yourself.
Right, right. All you need is to call the cops and they'll take care of you. Yeah.
You know, depending on the state, here in New Hampshire, it's illegal for a convicted felon to have, well, a knife. I can't have a taser, apparently, according to at least some law enforcement officers out there. I can't even have a taser to protect my family.
Right.
What am I supposed to do, shoot a crook with a BB gun?
Are you sure you can have those?
I think you could have a BB gun.
Could kill a squirrel or something with that.
God knows.
Hey, Rich, thanks for the call tonight. You're spot on. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I know Americans don't want to hear that. I know that they believe that police are heroes, and some of them are. You know, so there's no doubt that there are some circumstances where the police have done the right thing, and they have brought in the bad guy, and they have, you know, put the scumbags behind bars. No doubt about that. No doubt. Thing is, they just don't have any obligation to do it. So if they drop the ball and you end up getting killed or a loved one ends up getting hurt and the police could have done something to intervene and
save
somebody.
They won't even give you your money back. I mean, they won't even refund that portion of your property taxes. Well, since we did such a bad job for you, the cell phone company would do it, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
Since we did such a bad job of protecting you and your kids are all lying there in little pieces on the floor, we're going to give you back the portion of property taxes that you paid in the whole time you lived in this town, and here's a check. They wouldn't do that. They wouldn't think of doing that. They wouldn't even consider it. And the reason is because they're a monopoly. They don't have to.
Customer service,
you pay,
not a priority.
Or you get kicked out of your house. You don't leave your house, we're coming in with a squad, and that squad's going to taser you. You try to protect your house with a gun like a real man,
you're dead.
You're going to die in a hail of bullets.
All right,
that's how we run the show around here.
That's how it works all across the country, all around the world. We continue here with your calls about whatever you want, and we'll talk to Matt in Illinois on the Amp Line. Hello, Matt.
Good evening, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I'm gonna turn the show into a little bit lighter show here.
All right, go.
Last weekend, you had somebody call in about a dream that he had, a weird dream that was recurring, and he wanted to know what it meant.
Right, so, somebody was knocking him over the head as he was reaching for something on a bookshelf, and then his sister was hanging him over a vat full of fruit with teeth that were going to eat him, or something like that.
Matt, before you go on here, aren't you a horror novel writer?
Oh, I am, yes.
Well, I don't think I want horror novel writers interpreting my dreams, Matt. It disturbs me. I mean, the whole idea of Stephen King or Dean Koontz and interpreting my dreams seems scary to me.
Well, the symbolization of this dream, I don't think is very scary. But
all right, what is it?
You know, if you want me to, I can make it scary. All right.
No, what is it?
According to dreammovesguide.com, a sister in a dream means... that it symbolizes an aspect of your relationship with her, one of sibling rivalry, caring, protectiveness. Your sister may draw attention to your family role and sense of belonging. It may also serve to remind you that someone in your waking life has characteristics similar to your sister. To dream of being a superhero means to dream that you are a superhero, indicates your above average talents, ideas, and abilities you may not realize you possessed. So that, to me, was an important factor in my interpretation.
So wait a minute. This isn't your interpretation. This is a website, right? What website are you on again?
Well, I'm going by using their interpretations to draw my own interpretation.
I see. Now, okay. what are their credentials, the website that you're on? And what was the site again?
No idea. Dreammoods.com. Dream moods.
Moods. Like a mood ring?
Moods. Like a mood.
Got
it. You know, I feel sad today.
Whatever happened to the mood rings, huh? Where did those go?
Oh, I can still get those.
Can you really?
Yeah, there's a hippie shop in town I can go to and get those. All right, so fruit in the dream has, to see fruit in the dream signifies growth, abundance, and financial gain. They may also symbolize lust and sexuality. Also, in the fruit entry, it said to see or eat rotting or bitter fruit suggests missed opportunities for growth and pleasure.
Very interesting. Yeah. Thank you, Matt. 800-259-9231. Hey, we didn't have any answers for the guy, so that's better than what we had last week. 800-259-9231. Dream moods, was it?
Moods.
Dream moods. 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. The Saturday edition of the program.
There's so many people logging out of their website. It's going to shut them down.
This is Free Talk Live.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the pack light. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
I'm Don Germano with Kmart. We're a proud sponsor of March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for Kmart. We're all parents, aunts, uncles, and grandparents. We care about our babies, and we care about all babies. When a baby has to fight for his life, we all need to help. We participated in March for Babies for the past 25 years, and will continue walking until every baby is born healthy. Join us in March for Babies. The walk starts at marchforbabies.org.
I'm John Hewitt, CEO of Liberty Tax Service, and proud sponsor of March of Dimes premier walking event, March for Babies. More babies begin healthy lives because of March of Dimes research and programs. And with our support, we can do even more for families all over America. Our goal is to ensure all babies will be born healthy. But we have to walk to get there. Join the March for Babies. Sign up at marchforbabies.org.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your show, you dial in, take control, bring up whatever you want, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you're listening to Free Talk Live. My name is Ian.
My name is Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, and those features include the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience at freetalklive.com. What if you found out that the best liberty activists from around the world were all moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes? Would you want to join them? It's happening, and you can be a part of it. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. As we continue here with your phone calls, let's talk to Lee, listening to WFLA in Florida. Lee, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you guys doing tonight? Hey,
just super. What's
Thanks
on your mind today?
A couple different things, but you touched on the fact that, you know, being a felon, they take away your rights. You know, man makes that law and says that if you commit this crime, you are, you know, you have no right to protect yourself or your family.
Or vote in Florida.
Right, in Florida, definitely. Florida, you know, they say you come here on vacation,
you leave on,
leave on probation, come back on violation.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, 10 years ago, before I had a family, I'm a family man now. Before I had a family, I was young, I was naive. I had a large amount of marijuana, and I was arrested for it, and I was on felony probation for it. Well, a month into my probation, it just so happened that my probation office itself burned down. So they are, what?
I'm just laughing.
Right, it's just crazy. So I was on probation for a month to maybe 2 months at the most, and the probation officer is supposed to visit you in your home once a month, and you're supposed to see him in the office once a month. And I remember this from 10 years ago to fill out your report. And, well, let's just say it didn't even seem like I was on probation, because the guy who was supposed to, you know, be doing his job and keep me under supervision, I didn't see him for probably 3 or 4 months. So I ended up committing another crime.
Oh, no.
Because it seemed like I wasn't even on probation. So all my adjudication that was withheld, you know, where they say you can get your rights restored, you know, went right out the window.
Because you had
I think
two.
That they had a culpability in the fact of, you know, of course they didn't have me go out and commit the crime, but...
What was the crime?
It was theft from Kmart.
Okay.
And it just so happened it was $432 of stuff, crap from Kmart, and...
Why were you doing that? Was it just for the thrill of it, or did you need the money for a crack or something, or what were you doing that for?
No, really, I had money in the bank. I did it because I thought I wouldn't get caught, and I was ratted on by a member of my family, which I've put all that past me. That's in the past.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, for them to keep my rights from me, and I see that as maybe it's not a victimless crime because, you know, they're shareholders or whatever, but the marijuana charge is a victimless crime.
Absolutely it is.
It's $400 worth of stuff. I had $4,000. That $400, not only did they come in my house, the police, and take everything that was stolen out of my home, I had to pay for that to the company that I stole it from, and I had to pay on top of that another $2,000 or $3,000 just in fines and court costs and, you know, theft doesn't pay.
There's definitely a big racket going on behalf of the state, but I think that in the case of a theft, in the case of a crime with an actual victim, if you make that victim whole again, and that is you return the stuff that you stole, or, you know, if you don't have the stuff anymore, you return some cash and you return a certain percentage on top of that in order to make good, I think that should be enough. Yeah, I think that should be enough, and then at that point your rights should be completely restored once you've made your victim whole.
They can't take your rights away. I mean, that's the thing. Is a man was given by his rights by God, supposedly, according to the Declaration of Independence,
at least. I believe 100% in our Constitution and our Bill of Rights, but in this day and age, I don't believe we even have a Bill of Rights because they're stomping on it every chance they get.
You only have the rights you're willing to stand up for.
They violate your Fourth Amendment just with the Patriot Act, like it's going out of style.
Right. If
you enter your home without a warrantless search.
And it's going to get worse, too. If you expect the state to protect your rights, then you're going to end up exactly where we are, and that is with virtually nothing in regards to rights. Thankfully, we still have the ability to talk about it on the radio.
Let me ask you one question real
quick. Yes, sir.
Okay, I just became a victim of a crime. Now, mind you, I haven't been in trouble in 10 years, and that was the first time I've ever been in trouble in my life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I just became the victim of a crime this past Monday, okay? Now, I asked the state or whatever, the city to come and arrest this person on my behalf. This person battered me, and so... No, they weren't around to tell their side of the story. Who's going to wait around to be arrested or, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
There was 10 witnesses to this crime, but because this person is a very popular, let's just say, call him a DJ in this market here. He doesn't work for Clear Channel, but he's a very, very, popular guy. I don't think that anything
Bubba
is going to come
sponge.
About this.
Bubba the Love Sponge beat you up?
No. But it's close. It's close to that.
Mason Leroy Dixon beat you up.
I was battered by a member of the same radio station that works with Bubba the Love Sponge. But it wasn't in Bubba's crew. It was somebody else.
So you're
Let me
saying,
check out the Bones website.
You're
here.
Saying the cops wouldn't do anything about it.
Well, the cop did what he perceived, I don't think the cops really, if it's not handed to them on a silver platter, I don't think that they're going to pursue anything.
You're probably right about that. I mean, and then it goes back, and I thank you for the call tonight. It goes back to what we were talking about earlier, what you were saying, Mark, is that these guys just don't have an incentive to do anything. I mean, there may be some detectives out there that are really going to jump over themselves and really try to solve a case, but there's also, because it's the government, because they don't have any incentive to provide customer service or to do a good job, then there's also plenty of guys that are just going to, as he was pointing out, if all of the evidence isn't just handed right over to them, then they're not going to bother taking the time to investigate. There have been people that I don't know if we've talked to them on the show, as time goes on, my memory blurs, but... I remember talking to people that have said, look, you know, if you lose a car, you're going to have better luck going around and just driving down the streets and looking for it yourself than if you put the cops on the case.
Well, it's true. When it comes to property crimes, they're not very high on the list. Pardon me, I have a cold. But when you look at it, well, honestly, battery and, you know, physical crimes against people aren't very high on the list either. I mean, think about how many crimes are in your neighborhood, have existed in your town or your city, and, you know, in the last year, how many physical crimes have been committed? How many of those people have been caught? You know, I mean, how many stabbings went on in the park? How many people got beat up? Are the cops out looking for those criminals?
No, they're looking for stop sign violators.
That's what they're looking for. Not because the cops are looking for stop sign violators, but because their superiors tell them, this is what you're to do. Because finding somebody who stabbed somebody doesn't result in any money.
Mm.
However, you can catch people, you know, all you have to do is sit by a stop sign and wait for people to go by. Make sure you don't give the cops that don't stop for the stop sign a ticket, but everybody else, you can give them a ticket. You're going to make thousands of dollars that day, even at $52 a piece, and that's a cheap that's a cheap state.
Let's continue with your phone calls. Kevin, listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Kevin.
Excuse me.
Yes, sir.
I did a Arbiton radio survey last week.
Oh,
my wife and I did it.
Super.
And it was a really good experience.
I think you might have been validated just by talking about it. Now, was this the diary or the
PPM?
Was this a little gizmo you put on your waist, or was it a piece of paper?
It was a paper. It listed day to day for 7 days, and then you write down all the shows you listen to.
Mm-hmm.
When and how you listen to them, at home, in the car.
And every 15 minutes, you're supposed to stop what you're doing, write down in the diary what you've heard in the last 15 minutes. Did you fill it out at the end of the day? Did you fill it out at the end of the week? How did you do it?
Pretty much every day.
And you put in Free Talk Live for Saturday nights?
Yep, Saturday nights. And I also wrote in there that I'd like the local stations to carry it 6 days a week.
Well, that's
wow.
I guess they do pass on the diaries to each individual station. The stations can look at that, but they may not. So if you really want to get in touch with the station, pick up the phone on Monday, call the program director and ask for more Free Talk Live. Thank you so much. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
With an economy that continues to plummet, many of us will have to make the difficult decision to cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, a weak immune system, or just always feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs, plus heal the body with food. One scoop a day with water, milk, or juice will have you feeling better in no time, giving you more stamina and energy, helping to alleviate stress, boosting your natural healing power, strengthen your immune system, and it tastes great too. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets of healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's Shentrition, Shentrition.com. Or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Are you embarrassed by your legs? Are your legs sore and irritated? Millions of women suffer from leg pain due to varicose veins. When varicose veins prevent you from living and enjoying your everyday life, you need Venulux. Venulux is a dietary tool formulated to restore naturally beautiful legs from the inside out. As part of your healthy lifestyle, Venulux promotes antioxidant action throughout your body to calm varicose veins and support fit legs for life. Venulux has helped women all over the world relieve varicose vein pain and restore the confidence to bear their legs. Now it's your chance to benefit with Venulux free when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG today. That's 1-888-4 Fitleg, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com. And remember, when you call 1-888-4 FitLeg, ask how to get your Venulux free. That's 1-888-4-FITLEG or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Maybe enough time for your call at 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. You like the show? You want to help support Free Talk Live? You can learn how to promote Free Talk Live by going to promote.freetalklive.com. A whole list of things you can do there to help get the show into more ears around the world and help spread the message of freedom as far and as wide as possible. Promote.freetalklive.com. Right back into your phone calls. Ladies first, Cameron is on the line in Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Cameron.
Hi.
Hey there.
I guess I'll try to be as brief as possible, but I know that a lot of your listeners seem to to use cars a lot, and I think that a better way of being free is to ride a bicycle.
Well, you certainly don't have to deal with having to get a driver's license or any of that silly nonsense.
Pulling that car grill out of your butt's going to be tough, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a lot of reasons I like bicycling. For example, I'm a terrible driver. I've tried driving, and I don't belong on the road. But when I'm on a bike, I pay a lot of attention because I have to be very aware of my surroundings.
Yeah, because yes. Those drivers are crazy.
Absolutely true.
Yeah, I like bicycling. I just got mine out of the old mudroom here, and I'm going to be fixing it up and getting ready to ride for the springtime. It's a little difficult up here in New Hampshire when the roads are icy. I tried that this year, and I learned the hard way that you don't want to be bicycling at that time. But you know, we're fortunate that we live here in Keene, New Hampshire, which is a very bikeable, walkable community. Even if you don't have a bike, you can walk and get around pretty effectively here. So it's really nice.
Well, unfortunately, as much as I love riding my bike, there's some bad things going on.
Which is why
I wanted to call.
Okay.
Because Oregon is now proposing a law to create bicycle licenses.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'm really, really upset about it. In fact, a lot of people in the cycling community here are upset about it, too, because it's not necessarily the price. They're not charging a lot, but it's the principle of the thing.
Sure.
Bikes are supposed to be able to get you from point A to point B in a really efficient way, but if you're having to charge for that and then you're having to be part of the system again, you know, some people that have bicycles, they've gotten DUIs, and how are they supposed to get around and try to improve their life?
It's crazy. I mean, as though anybody who's drunk on a bike is in any way dangerous.
Right.
They might be in danger as far as getting
hit.
That's
really what it is. The idea behind a license for a car is that you're driving a 3,000 or 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 pound death machine. And so, therefore, you might need a certain level of licensing there. And I can get on board with that to some extent. However, with a bicycle, the worst you can do is, turn into somebody and get run over. I suppose somebody could react to you, but somebody could react to anything. They could react to a squirrel. They could react to a dog. As a matter of fact, I got into a wreck because some redneck let his dog out on I-75 in Bradenton, Florida.
Should we license people
to have dogs, too?
It sounds to me like what's going on here is that bicycling has become so popular in Oregon that, you know, it's kind of like a granola. There's some granola east parts to Oregon, so I'm sure it's a relatively popular thing to bike around. And so it's become so popular that the state has basically targeted, is they're zeroing in on you guys because Well, they're missing out on the money.
There's revenue.
Yeah,
well,
there's money
are,
to be made.
The funny thing is that a lot of people think that, oh, well, if you're on a bicycle, you're not paying for the taxes that belong on the road, and you need to pay your fair share if you're going to use our roadways, because, you know, you shouldn't, like, bicyclists should be just relegated to the sidewalk or some silly
That's nonsense,
like that.
By the way. I know that they'll make that excuse, but I'm pretty sure that the general budget also pays for the roads, and the general budget is funded by property taxes in most places.
I
and
just
if you pay
some
rent,
exactly.
You're paying property tax.
I just bought some gasoline for my wood splitter and for my chainsaw and for my lawnmower.
Yeah.
Are they going to get me back the road taxes for that? Because I'd like to see them.
Yeah. Oh, that's the other thing, too, is that if you ride a bike, you don't have to support big oil. So that's a great thing. But there is one specific thing in the law. I'm looking at it right now that kind of worries me, which is that in Section 6, it says a bicycle registrant application must include the following information in addition to the license number being assigned. All of these are pretty basic, name, owner, make, model, wheel, and frame, but the last one says any other information the Department of Transportation considers necessary.
Like a social security
anything.
Number.
Exactly. And
so what if you ride somebody else's bike? I mean, they
exactly.
want the make and model of your bike. What difference does that make? They don't get the make and model of my car when they license me to drive.
No, but they're going to, I don't know, I'm not very happy about the situation at all, so I wanted to give the listeners in Oregon a heads up in case they weren't aware of it.
Listeners all around the nation need to be clear that, look, they're doing it in Oregon. They're going to do it in your community. Within the next couple of decades, they're going to try to do this
in
your
state. They
need the money. They love it because that's what government does. Government controls. And they're always going to expand that control.
Plus, think about this, too. I mean, if the cops have if you've licensed bicyclists, then that gives the police an even greater purview to start pulling over bicyclists. And, of course, somebody on a bike is a lot easier to catch up to in a car, unless, of course, you're cutting through side yards or something like that. But if you're on if you're on the same road as a car, that car is going to be able to catch up with you. So it's easy for the cops to catch people on bikes. And they know that probably some of the people on bikes are hippies, so they probably got a little marijuana in their pocket. And so if they pull somebody over on their bike and they don't have their ID, then they get to do a terry pat down their pockets. Hey, what's that? Oh, I see that's a bag of marijuana. You're going down to the pokey. So it's just going to be, you know, if it's not just money coming in from the registrations of the bicycles and the licensing, there's going to be money coming in all over the place from people that are just getting pulled over and harassed by the police. I wish you good luck, and I hope that you and your bicycling brethren there in Oregon stand up to this.
And sister and thin.
And yes, and that you refuse to obey, because that's the only thing that's going to put a stop to this if you refuse. And by the way, visit our Shrine of Female Listeners when you get a chance, and consider submitting your picture for the shrine. We appreciate hearing from you tonight. You can do that at shrine.freetalklive.com. We continue, and we'll talk to Keith, listening to WSC-FM in Charleston, South Carolina. Keith?
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Just super. What's on your mind, Keith?
Caller, new listener.
Welcome, sir.
I was listening to you guys show, and I was thinking about all of these cops and everybody in the government. These people are really messed up. In my neighborhood alone, I have this young couple that likes to fuss and fight and argue, and they go out and they throw punches, and I see the cops always patrolling through my neighborhood. They're walking, they're on bikes, they're in cars, and they can't find anything else better to do than to mess with blue-collar Joes like myself.
Yeah, they're not going through they're not going through the rich neighborhood looking for them.
Oh yeah, I live in a middle-class neighborhood too.
Yeah.
And they pulled me over. I went to Wendy's. I was going to get my girlfriend one night. It was about 1 o'clock. And I was pretty sure that I was following all the rules of the road, like, you know, they say. And this cop, he was going down the road, and he finds this time to turn around inside this parking lot and put his bright spotlights in my car.
They love that stuff.
Well, hold on just a second. You said you were following all the rules of the road. Were you driving around black?
Right.
Yeah, that's the problem.
But then again, I don't have any choice in that matter. You know what I'm saying?
I don't want to give you excuses, man.
According, you know, these guys here, you know, I'm not supposed to have a nice car, you know? And I'm going down this road, and I pull inside this laundromat, and this cop, he goes down the next block, and he turns on the block, shuts off all his lights, shuts his engine off until I pass by again through the stoplight, and starts going down the road. Well, I start to slow down, pull over, and ask him, why is he following me? And, you know, he could not give me an excuse as to why he was behind my car following me. And the best excuse that he gave me was, there was a car, my car air freshener, the little tree that I bought at the family, the local Family Dollar store, and he said it was obstructing my vision. I'm like, okay, man, who are you to tell me who's what's obstructing my vision?
He's your better. See, he is the master, and we are just the servants and the serfs and the slaves, and it's just sick. It's sad.
The fact is, white America does not realize that this happens. Now, you know, they hear...
If you're poor white, you get harassed, too.
To some extent, it's so... If you have a crappy car, you're going to get harassed, more than if you have a nice car. But, you know, if you're black, you're going to get harassed just as much in a crappy car as if you're in a nice car, and this is just the way it goes. And the fact is... White Americans don't know this happens.
No, they don't.
They just don't. They refuse to believe it. Now, certainly there's racism on both sides of these tickets, but this isn't a racist issue. This is an issue of ignorance, and they simply don't know what's happening, and it is.
Keith, I thank you. I wish we had more time. Call us next week. We'll talk to you again about whatever you want. It has been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on Monday night for the weekday edition of the program. In the meantime, enjoy the rest of your weekend. And visit us online at freetalklive.com. Good night, everybody.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.